Hello, everybody, and welcome to Living the Dream, another episode yet again with another female guest.
Yeah.
Hello, Mimi Garcia.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How was it getting here?
It was a bit of a stretch, but it was good. I actually was driving from Mid-Wilshire. I went to go see my dentist out there.
How did that go?
Pretty well, actually. Two cavities, so not so well.
Two cavities, okay.
Yeah, and it's surprising to me. I haven't had one of those in a very long time.
I know. I think my niece had cavities, and that's the last time I've heard of cavities. But then again, I haven't been to the dentist in I don't know how long, so I'm probably full of cavities, too.
No. Well.
Now, Mimi, are you going to have to get those drilled and filled?
Yes, in the next 3 weeks, I will go back there again.
That's terrible.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mimi.
That's okay.
So, Mimi, I got a bit of a bone to pick with you.
Okay, what's that?
You canceled on me last week.
Oh, I know. I am so sorry.
What happened?
But I had to,
Explain yourself.
I had to fulfill my civic duty as a jury member of the Van Nuys Courthouse.
How did that case go?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you actually got on to the jury, right?
I did. Thankfully.
You didn't say you smoke weed or an alcoholic?
I did not say that I was an alcoholic by night. No. And no, I did not say anything else. But yes, I got picked, and I was the last one to get picked. Unfortunately, I thought I was going to be liberated after sitting there for like 3 hours, but no, they said you're chair number 13.
All right. But you know, you made it this week, so I forgive you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I was almost like, I'm not going to have her on again. I'm not even going to try.
No.
No, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
So Mimi, on this show, Living the Dream, mm-hmm. we talk about your work history.
Yes.
It's basically like going through your resume from the bottom to the top.
Okay.
We learn about like your first job and your worst job, you know, and then we figure out where you are now.
Okay.
So let's get started.
Yes.
What was your first job, Mimi?
Oh my gosh, my first job. Paying job.
Yeah.
Well, all of them were kind of paying because I kind of did babysitting when I was a lot younger. But I grew up in a really small town up in Washington.
Mm-hmm. And what was the town called?
Walla Walla.
Walla Walla, okay.
Yes, Walla Walla, Washington. And it's an agricultural town. So in the summer, all the kids kind of just work out and... I worked at American Fine Foods, which is kind of like canning asparagus and stuff like that. So I did that for a summer. It was crazy. It was gross. And if you look at the belts, like this belt that's going through for like 10 hours straight, you get sick to your stomach because you have to start taking out all the bad asparagus.
Yeah. There.
So I did that for like 3 months, and the pay was really, really good, actually. Oh. So I didn't mind it.
I thought you were going to say it was really, really bad.
No, it was good, and I was only like 16 years old at the time.
Oh.
But soon after, I became a car hop. So I worked at a burger joint where you go and you like kind of like a Sonics nowadays. So
Okay. I was thinking like valet or something.
No, so it's a burger joint, and it was called Hoagieville, and they're known
for... That's an awesome name.
Yeah, and they're known for their like famous cheese fries, and they're actually from Missoula, Montana. And I did that for like 2 years, and it was fun because I worked with all of my friends in high school.
Were you on roller skates as well?
They banned the roller skates because... people were crashing into cars and
dropping drinks
or like your money would fly out of your pocket. But I learned how to count backwards because you had to like make sure you had all the exact change immediately after you gave them their meal. You'd pay them like they would pay you before you bring them their meal, and then you'd pay them back immediately soon after. So you had to learn how to count backwards. Really strange.
That's cool though.
Yeah,
that's a, like a funny little skill now that you have.
I know. Right? So talented.
So then where'd you go after that, Mimi?
And then, oh my god, so many jobs. I worked at a bank while I was in high school.
I've had a previous guest who worked at a bank.
Yeah,
I asked him, how boring is it working at a bank?
Well, mine was It was boring because I wasn't working as a bank teller. I was actually working in the loan department.
Oh, yeah. So you had your desk and you were just
a little. Yeah. So I was in the home loan department, and I was all the people that were being approved for buying homes. I would make sure that all their paperwork and records were filed, just secretarial work. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to California.
How old were you when you moved?
I was 19.
19.
Okay.
Yes. What brought you this way?
School.
Oh.
Yes. So I went to school here at Woodbury University, and I studied interior architecture, and so I've never left ever since.
So you're in interior architecture now.
Yes.
Did you have a job while going to school, or?
Yeah, I worked at a restaurant, Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
So
waitress?
I was a waitress and a hostess, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How'd you like that?
It was fun. I mean, it's always good to, like, interact with people. It's really easy to, like, meet interesting people. Mm-hmm. And just being around different, I mean, just from being at school for so many hours, and then you just kind of have that mental break, and just interacting with society is actually cool. Yeah.
I worked as a waiter and a bartender for years, like most of my adult life.
Okay.
And I loved it as well. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
It's almost like living the rock star lifestyle, but very broke sometimes.
Very
you know?
Broke, yeah. I know, yeah.
So then you went to school and you graduated?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
And then now what are you doing?
I'm doing interior architecture.
Nice. So right up your alley.
Right up my alley, yes. And I work for a very large firm, and we do very large scale projects as well as, I mean, all they vary in scale, but right now we currently have extremely large projects that I'm working on.
That's cool. Anything that we've maybe listeners have
let's
seen?
Let's see. If you guys are all locals, we designed and doing the architecture for the new Rams Stadium in Inglewood, right next to the Forum.
That's a huge project.
It's a huge project. It's about 2 million square feet. They currently are working on design development for the Performing Arts Center that's right next door. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an amazing project because it's first of its kind, because we deal with seismic issues here in California.
Yeah.
The roof is actually detached from the bowl. So it's a very complex, really interesting, beautiful project. So I'm excited.
So it's on its own, on its own supports, basically.
Yeah.
So if the building starts swaying, the roof is going to sway differently.
If the bowl were to start swaying, whatever the earthquake decides to do, whether it's a jolt or back and forth, it will not have any contact with the roof at all.
Wow.
Yeah, the roof is actually a really important aspect of the entire project because it's made up of a bunch of different triangles that each, I think there's probably, do not quote me on this, but maybe like 8 to 10 different prototypes, and there's all these different holes that create a pattern, and that pattern is a microscopic view of what a ram's horn looks like. So those holes on the ceiling are covered in some instances by LCD screens, and that will be like the huge TV that everybody gets excited about.
Yeah.
If they do a touchdown or whatever, like it'll all light up. So a lot of lighting, and it'll look spectacular. So
well,
I'm excited for that.
Really? And you're the one, you're working hands-on with that project?
Currently, no, because it's in construction, so mm-hmm. I'm beyond that phase. But
okay.
Yeah, so a lot of the design
But you got to see it all like come together, basically.
When I got hired on, it was already in the works. Mm-hmm. So I worked briefly on the interior suites. So all the, like, will the high rollers go? That's
nice. So now, will you have access to these suites when the stadium is up and running?
I'm like crossing my fingers. It's really difficult. It's wishful thinking that I do. I'm not sure.
So let's stay friends just in case.
Yes, Christian.
I'm not using you just for that.
Just give me your contact info after the show.
I promise. I'm not just staying in contact with you just to get in the suite. No, Mimi, I love you.
All right,
I just want to be friends with you.
Oh, okay. We'll be best friends after the show.
So what else? I mean, what else have you guys worked on? Do you work on anything? Like, I know downtown LA has a lot of older buildings. Do you guys redesign any of those? Or?
So those are called retrofits. Again, the LA-based office where I'm at now, there's a lot of healthcare design that comes out of there. So a lot of the hospitals that are being retrofitted now, we work on, or new MOBs, which are medical office buildings, are also something that we work on. I actually am currently working on a project for the University of San Diego. It's a brand new campus that's being built out there. It's called North Torrey Pines Live and Learn facilities, and it's for their new humanities school in social science. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be another really cool project because it overlooks La Jolla Beach, and they have it's an awesome, really cool. It started off as a competition, and it's a design build. So our actual client is a general contractor, and everything's driven by them. So, I mean, architecture and design is very complex, and depending on the project, it can be very, very fast paced, and it can be very difficult. Right now, this one is fast paced and difficult. We're going to be breaking ground mid June ish, so that'll start kicking off construction soon.
Huh.
Yeah. So,
can you walk me through a day at your office?
Oh my gosh, let's see. I guess yesterday, for example, for this specific project, we are hitting 100% cities. When you do 100% cities, those drawings go to a third consultant that oversees all of the codes. So everybody's working diligently and very hard to meet this deadline, which is Friday, the 27th, and we have to compile our set and make sure everything goes to the university for them to review all these codes. And then, let's see, along with that, you have to submit material boards. So not only you have to follow the design and do it under the budget that they give you, you also have to do it with the design intent and standards that the university has. So just because they want a pink wall, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get a pink wall. Like, you have to follow a standard that they have. So I had to put together 8 boards. And when I say 8 boards, it takes so much time. Like, it's very, like, it's just a really long process where I have to gather all these materials that are going to go in the space, from like concrete to paint to the fabric that's going to go on the furniture,
so
the lighting,
like every little
everything.
Detail.
Yeah. So because the project is so huge, typically 1 or 2 boards can tell you exactly all the finishes and materials that are going there. But this project is over 1 million square feet with a total of 6 buildings, 4 of them being residential high towers. And then there's a dining hall, and then all the academic spaces, and then administration building. There's a total of 8 boards that I put together. So that on its own took me about 72 hours to do. Yeah.
That's
so I finished that yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
sure
you. That's why I'm here now, because I have a little bit of free time.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness you finished that, huh?
Yes.
Like, you having to do another 24 hours of that would have been,
oh gosh, it's a nightmare. And
terrible.
This is like the third round, because now it's like the last and final. So everything on those boards have been approved, and they can't change their mind. I mean, they can't say, oh, we don't have money for this. Like, this porcelain tile needs to go because it wasn't under budget. No, it was approved. Mm-hmm. This is the third time you've seen it.
Yeah,
so,
you're stuck with it.
You're stuck with it.
Well, good, Mimi, because if you bailed on me again.
Ooh, that would not be good. We wouldn't be best friends, and you wouldn't get those seats.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I would have still invited you back.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Mimi, that's great, though, because it seems like you really, really enjoy what you do, right?
I do.
I mean, like, thinking back to all those old jobs.
Yeah.
And, like, you're maybe miserable at some of them, thinking, mm-hmm. like, oh, where's my life going? Where's my life going?
Yeah.
And now you're doing what you love, yeah?
Yes. I've loved interior design since I was a kid. And I remember watching Miss Doubtfire, mm-hmm. and the mom was an interior designer.
Oh, she was.
Yes. Okay. And I, ever since then, I'm like, I don't know. I've just always had like this fascination for like design and moving around furniture and like how a house would look in a certain way. And for some reason in my mind, I always foresaw like, oh, what would happen if we took down this wall, like to open up the space or something. And like, I remember being a kid and we would move around furniture for my parents all the time. So that's something.
I was going to say, was there a point when you were younger where you're like, oh, I would really love to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Color and like being artistic, and I was always in some sort of like drawing class or something, and it just made sense for me. I don't know.
That's great. And it's great that you found that so early too, and then you pursued it.
I know, surprise, right?
For me, I it took me so long to figure out what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And now I'm pursuing it. Look, I'm here at school, you know?
So what are you aspiring to be?
I'm aspiring to be a filmmaker.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay.
So I do photography and video work.
Okay.
As a freelancer. So like anything from like small business, real estate, stuff like that.
Oh, that's
even like weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But before it was like, it was all just bartending and waiting tables, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was having fun. I was making decent money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, I was much younger, I realized that I loved photography and I loved making videos, but I never really pursued it.
Yeah.
And so I moved to Hawaii, I had some fun. I moved to Tahoe, I had some fun.
Oh, you were living a vacation.
Kind of, yeah. And that's another thing that I loved, was traveling, so I kind of just mixed that in with
that's
my
great.
Living.
Yeah.
And then when I moved back here, I realized, oh, I really want to finish school. I really want my degree. And then I realized, ah, oh, what am I still doing? I just, you know, started working at another bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I doing? I got to do something that I really want to do.
Yeah.
So one day I quit. It was after like a bad experience with a table. And I went up to my manager and I was like, you know what, man, I got to put in my 2 weeks notice. He's like, why? I'm just done.
Yeah.
I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I had a camera.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, and so I just started reaching out to people, started taking pictures, holiday parties. Christmas cards for families and stuff like that. And it all just kind of started building.
Well, now you're like evolving into this whole new thing.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then doing this radio thing is like just to fulfill a class need, but I kind of like it.
But you open another door of interest for you. That's really cool.
Yeah. And so it is cool going back to school and like trying to figure out, you know, I'm 29 now.
That's okay.
I know.
Yeah. Like, it's totally fine.
Yeah. My girlfriend's a nurse and she makes so much money and I'm like, damn it, I wish I would have.
Well,
been a nurse.
Sometimes I even think that way. Like, I really do love what I do, but there's times that it's not always fun and great in an office. I mean, every job has its ups and downs, but like, my sister is also a nurse, and I'm like, man, they can really rack up some good money.
I know. It's
and they
crazy.
Don't have to work all these crazy hours. And like, yeah, sometimes I can be working like anywhere between 40 hours a week to like 72 hours a week, and I'm just still getting paid the same. But like, and I don't have comp time where like if you do work those 72 hours, like it doesn't mean that I have like the next 3 days off. I still have to continue going, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Do we need to reconsider being nurses? So,
I know, right?
Right?
Do you
want to
go back to nursing school?
Hey, let's do it
let's
together.
Let's do it together. I know, right?
Yeah.
I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, what else, Mimi? What was your worst job?
Oh my God.
Like, is there one that like really stands out to you?
Actually, yes. So let me backtrack a little bit. So I think when I first moved to California, I was coming here with the sole purpose of getting an education, and I knew that I needed to come to a city to do architecture. And because I came from a small town, there's no architecture and design there. I mean, maybe a local 60-year-old general contractor. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I came out here, but I needed money. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should work at the mall. And I went to work at some like little tiny clothing shop, like trendy clothing stores for like women. And I think I was only there for 3 weeks. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not cleaning up dressing rooms. Like, this is not me. Like, I'd rather work at a flower shop or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do anything else.
So like that. I worked at a clothing store for like 3 weeks to a month, maybe. Yeah. I'm like done.
Yeah. I had a gig. I was working at a Thai restaurant, and the owner was this little Thai guy, and I remember one of the nights we got slammed, and there's only two servers. And he came up to us because we all like fell behind at the end of the night, and he was like, "You all are terrible. How do you even work?" I think I worked there for 3, maybe 4 days.
Yeah.
And as he was like going through a spiel of how bad we were at our jobs,
gosh.
I took my apron off. And I was like, "Here you go, buddy." And I walked out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would ever do that, but I think that's very like, it's very liberating to just say, "Hey, here you go. I don't need your job," because it kind of like some bosses kind of take advantage of their employees.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, before that situation, I always looked at myself and thought like, I would never do that. And then like right in the moment, I was like, no, I'm not gonna let this guy just like stand there and talk to us like that. So I walked out.
Yeah,
I was like, gone.
Bye, peace.
But it's good, you know, like it all kind of leads you to where you are, and in a way it gives you like a little bit of self-worth too.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so, okay, so what else?
I guess just touching back on, I was just describing like what I actually finished or accomplished yesterday as far as like interior architecture goes, but along with that, like designers are always wine and dined by all the manufacturer reps. So they're constantly taking us out to like fine dining or any the best and trendiest like restaurants. So like there's always some sort of event that we're going to. So in the next couple of weeks, there's this event called Caliber, and it's like the Oscars of interior design and architecture. So you submit the best projects you've done, and they go through a whole jury of like a panel of architects, and if they get selected, then you win first place, second place, and so your projects get to get displayed like on Architectural Digest or BOB, which is a magazine based out of I think Japan, and you're like all over the Pinterest, and I think there's Office Snapchat. So
does that then help you guys get recognized? Like, do then more people come to you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's a good way of networking and doing BD, which is business development, and it's good. It recognizes how great your architectural firm is. So that's coming up soon, and it's
Do you get to go?
Yes, I'm going to go this
Nice.
Year. Yeah, so it's at the Hilton, Beverly Hilton, and it's actually in the exact same room that the Oscars are being held. So it really is a very fancy
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a favorite building?
Ooh, good question. Favorite, like local or?
No, let's do one local.
Okay.
One around the world.
Oh my God, that's really hard.
Okay. Do whichever one you want.
Okay. And it also really depends.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see, local. There's that brand new Wilshire Grand building in downtown LA that just opened a year ago.
Okay.
That's really beautifully done. And I think a lot of it, and I don't know who the listeners are out there, but like, I really.
Don't worry, it's just my family members.
Okay. Well, if you guys don't know any other architecture firm, I promise I'm not putting anyone down. But I really appreciate how they use environmental graphics in the entire building. So they actually consulted a really well-known graphic design company to do all of their branding for them. And it's really, really nicely done, from like when a car goes into valet all the way to the rooftop. It's beautifully done. It's a really, really nice building. So I recommend everyone go over there and have a drink at the rooftop. Yeah,
oh, that's
it's
cool.
Really neat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that project is really cool. I am a sucker for mid-century modern design, so 1970s, think of Mad Men.
Okay.
I love all of that. If you ever go to Palm Springs, all that is done in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clean, and it's simple, and it just explains design very nicely. So I love all of that. Like, if I can go back in time, I'd probably pick that for design. Not because I would want an afro and like bell bottoms or anything, but
sure.
Yeah, so I really do appreciate that. I do like the Seattle Public Library,
uh-huh.
And in Seattle, done by Rem Koolhaas, who is one of my favorite design architects.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I really like CenturyLink Field.
CenturyLink Field,
cool.
Yeah, it is cool. The retracting roof.
Yeah. Even the Mariners, right? That's the baseball team.
Yes.
Their stadium is super cool too.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is a really cool stadium. It's very different than Dodger Stadium, which I appreciate.
I love Dodger Stadium.
I do too. I love being there.
It's so like just classic.
It's just retro. They don't need to get rid
old,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that view when you like come out of, you know, because I always get the cheap seats on the top deck. And whenever I exit top deck. And then it's just the big view of the huge city.
It's just beautiful.
It is. And then even if you're getting to the game late, you just see the sun setting behind the city.
It's awesome.
I love it.
And a good old Dodger dog with a beer in your hand is never a bad idea.
Mimi, I think we have to go to a Dodger game now.
All right, let's do it.
High five. All right, Mimi. So what I like to do before my guests leave.
Okay.
I do a lightning round question.
Ooh.
Just to kind of like get you not to think and just answer.
Okay.
And let's have some fun, okay?
Okay.
Well, let me do something right here. I'm gonna do a minute and then we'll get going. Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Is double dipping at a party acceptable?
Totally.
You're disgusting. how do you feel about the word moist?
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Say it. It sounds like
Star Wars or Star Trek?
I would say Star Wars because Disneyland's introducing that now.
Okay, do your best Chewbacca impression. That was terrible. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dog kisses on the mouth, okay?
Yes.
Yes. No.
Every time, Lola.
Mm-hmm. Can you say a word in Spanish?
¿Cómo estás?
Yeah. Are you Mexican?
Sí.
Can you name three U.S. presidents?
Unfortunately, the one Trump right
uh-huh.
now. Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Benjamin Franklin. And Abraham Lincoln, my favorite.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, that was four, I know.
No, but you said one that isn't a president.
Wait, what? Ronald Reagan?
Don't cuss.
I'm thinking $100 bills.
gotcha.
Yes, Bill Clinton.
All right, and last one. Is pineapple on pizza okay?
No.
No, okay.
No. No.
Well, Mimi, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for
having
me.
It was a pleasure having you.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad you made it happen this time.
All right, I'm glad that I made it happen
this
time. Yeah,
I'm glad jury duty didn't get in the way again. You know, I was scared your case was going to go on
for
a week.
Oh, my gosh. I am
so
glad that didn't go any further than the 2 days that it did, because it was a terrible one. I'm sorry, but it was not fun.
I bet. I've never actually been pulled onto the jury, so.
I mean, I would recommend it maybe once.
Okay.
Yeah, just maybe. So you can go through the whole experience. But this one was just a terrible case.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sorry you had to be put through that.
No problem. I hope you get 100% this time.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Living the Dream. We had a blast here in the studio. Hope you did as well listening. My name is Christian Ramirez, and you've been listening to KPCRadio.com. Have a good one.